peach orchard and apples and grapes and all those good things to eat, which was really good back when you was a child. And the other grandparents, one of them was a preacher, and his wife loved flowers and gardening and all like that. And I reckon I take my loving my flowers and my garden work after my grandmother's and my mother, because she worked a lot when she could in the garden and sewing and quilting and things like that. And I picked it up, and here I go with it, but I dearly love it.
Well, tell me about your quilt. How'd you get started?
Well, I take home ec at school, and I dearly loved it. Of course, I was one of the harder workers, I guess, because I would do my project and get done with it, and do another for some of the teachers or the home ec teacher or something like that, and make more points and, you know, get ahead. And I just began to love it more and more. And that's where I learned to sew, I reckon, to learn to sew. We had the treadle machines then, but now we have the electric machines, which is much nicer and much easier to use. And I can remember the first machine we bought. The salesman come one day, and my husband and I, he was here then, he wasn't at work, and he was a Singer salesman. And the machine, we thought it was an outrageous price. I think it's $275, something like that. We thought it'd be terrible. But anyhow, I wanted the machine. And he says, well, do you reckon that machine will ever pay for itself? Well, I think it did. Because the very first year happened to be our first wagon train that come through. I made 225 bonnets, 13 big long dresses, and pantaloons, and those big old skirts with lace and trims and everything. And it paid for itself that one year. Besides sewing for the children, keeping them in school, and making their clothes and everything. I really did love it. I just stay busy. If I'm not working outside, I'm in the house sewing.
Well, I noticed when we walked outside there, your husband has a lot of tools and things out there. What does he do on his spare time a lot?
He keeps the yards mowed and the It's just a small country town, but it's more like living out in the country, like, you know, rather than a big city. And of course, there's a lot of industries come in now, and a lot of work. And used to, whenever children graduated from high school, they'd have to go off somewhere else to get a job. But now there's a lot of employment here, and that keeps them at home. And there's sawmills and chicken plant and different things. Of course, the town is really growing now to what it used to be.
Well, I noticed a lot of apple orchards.
Oh, yes, we have a lot of apple orchards around. In fact, in Venice, they have an apple festival every year and elect the apple queen, and that's a big to-do. People really goes out to that. Of course, they have the art show, arts and crafts show, and I have to be in on that with my quilts, of course. And a lot of older people say they just go to see the exhibits and to see the quilts. Say they look forward to seeing my quilts, and they just connect me with quilts because they know I do quite a bit of it. And everywhere I go, I buy material, and sometimes I buy it by the whole roll and by the bolt. See something real pretty that I like, and then I'll go somewhere else and find something to just blend in with it. Well, I'll pick me out a pattern that I think would be suitable for that material and go to work at it. Can't wait till I get one finished, and then before I get one finished, I'm planning another one. So you see, I love my sewing.